Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Wednesday, November 13, 2013. On today's show, I'll be talking with actress Christina Wagner. We all know her, for all you soap opera fans out there. Christina plays Felicia Jones on ABC's General Hospital. She has teamed up with her brother, Joe Crump, and completed their own documentary about children of internment. Apparently, this is a documentary about American citizens who are German and of a German and Italian descent that were held in these internment camps during World War II. They were taken away from their homes and schools and denied due process, and they were imprisoned in about 200-plus detention camps throughout the United States and Latin America. Not only were they taken away from their loved ones, they were taken, their freedom were taken away, their due process, their rights, with the excuse that doing so, by doing this, they were like a threat or a national threat to our security. And apparently history has a way of repeating itself, and now we feel that that is continuing to some of today's issues, especially with Guantanamo Bay. So please welcome my special guest, Miss Christina Wagner. Good afternoon, Christina.
Well, good afternoon. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm so glad that you called in today, and you know, because I know you have a busy schedule, and I'm so glad to have you on the show. I've been a fan of General Hospital for the longest, and it's so weird because, you know, I used to come home from school, and before I went to do my homework and my studies, I would turn on the TV, and that's when General Hospital used to be on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I would watch General Hospital. And
Nice. And
being a fan of the show, you know, with Luke and Laura, after they had married and kind of, I think, left the show, Felicia and Frisco was like that void. So it's an honor to talk to you today.
Well, thank you. You know, the show's been on. This is the 50th year.
Yes, I just recently found out that General Hospital celebrated their 50th anniversary, and you've been on the show for roughly on and off for about 25 years.
Yeah, 25 years. I have 25 years. That's a long time for any job. Time to branch out.
Yes. Well, I'm so happy that you're on the show today. But we'll talk about General Hospital later on in the interview. But I wanted to talk about this documentary that you had teamed up with your brother about.
Yes, Joe Crump.
Yes, Children of Internment. Now, you know, Christina, when I read the press kit on this, I was shocked because this is a part of American history that was never taught in any school that I went to, or it was never in the history books. Why do you think that this was another one of America's dirty little secret? Why was it kept under the rug? Why does the average American not know about this?
Well, as we all know, in 1988, Ronald Reagan signed an apology, and the Japanese Americans received an apology and reparations in the public through Congress, and the Germans have not. In 2009, the subcommittee and a group of German representatives went to Congress to try to get at least an apology. No money, just an apology. And it was denied, just flat out denied. I asked someone who was on that committee for the Germans. Why? You know, what was their thinking on that, and why would they not get the apology? And they said, well, clearly the Japanese issue was a bigger issue. I mean, there were 120,000 people in mass that were interned during that time. And the issue of it being a racist issue was also brought up. With the Germans, not really enough people have come forward. People are embarrassed, you know, being associated with Nazism and the Nazi Party in America during that time. But the sad thing is, you know, all you had to do during that time was have a shortwave radio, have a picture of Hitler on the wall, have some literature in your home that was, you know, the Mein Kampf book that Hitler wrote. Have your child out front on the street playing around with his hand up in the air saying, Heil Hitler, you know. That's all it took. So the FBI would come to these people's homes many times in the middle of the night and take away their father, who was suspected. So then, therefore, there you leave the family alone, and the neighbors start to suspect the rest of the family, and they treat them very poorly, and they isolate them. And in some cases, some of the businesses were shut down or looted, and all these people were labeled Nazis. So eventually, a lot of the mothers would take the children and join the fathers in these camps. There was one major family camp down in Crystal City, Texas, that we had the pleasure to visit, and that was really the biggest camp in the country. But there were many camps all across the country in many different states that held these suspects. So it's a sad story. You know, they didn't have the habeas corpus. They had violation of their civil rights, and it can happen again.
Right.
The Enemy Alien Act of 1798 was established because of the fear of the French at that time, and it was designed to make sure that, you know, America took security measures to prevent any sabotage or espionage from the French at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But today, the government can still do whatever it wants to non-citizens who are residing in the United States during times of war. So on December 7th, 1941, President Roosevelt used that act as his authority for arresting Germans, Italians, and Japanese. It's a sad story.
It really is. You know, I couldn't believe these are American citizens that they thought was a threat to the country because of their ancestry, which is,
yeah,
it's crazy. Now, you mentioned something very interesting. You said that this is something that could possibly happen again. I read that you said that it could, there is a possibility of history repeating itself, especially when it comes to the Guantanamo Bay stories. Could you explain to the listeners why is that very important?
Well, let me first clarify that it wasn't just American citizens. It was also non-citizens residing in the country that had lived in America and in South America for, you know, over 30 years. So these people had already established residency. So they had lived in America for the Americas for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just American citizens. What can happen today is President Obama, if he so chooses, and it did happen after 9/11, the attack on the Twin Towers. They went into people's homes of the Muslim people, and ransacked their homes and wiretapped their homes. So it was pretty much repeated just after that incident. And, they have that authority. The government can do really whatever it wants to do. And if they can't, then they'll find some way to skirt the law to make it work for them. So when you're dealing with the enemy and sabotage and espionage, you know, hysteria can be created and people become frightened. And so the government will do whatever it needs to do to protect the country. My thinking is that we can find other ways to do that, you know, and without violating the Constitution.
Now,
so,
this started off by you had taken some time off from filming General Hospital. You had went back to school, and you had changed your major to history. And you wrote a thesis on this. Why do you change it to history, and what was it about it that you decided you wanted to write a thesis on it?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, I had been on General Hospital for a very long time. It was time to step out and spread my wings a little bit, expand my mind a little more, and not be in such the insular world of the day-in, day-out soap opera, which is a wonderful world to be in. It's just that it's insular. And so I went back to school, and I, of course, originally was a theater major. That's what got me into the soap opera in the first place. But rather than pick up with that, I did change the major to history just for the love of it. And when it came time for graduation, I had to write my thesis. And it was actually in a racism class, but the professor gave me permission to write on this particular topic, even though it's not really a racism issue. It may be more applied to the Japanese-American internment in that way. So, yeah, I got permission to write it. It was really nice. It was just a fascinating thing to go out and interview these people and, go into their homes. They were so ready to talk. They were very clear and articulate, and many of these people are very educated and just ready to have, you know, their words be heard.
Now, you teamed up with your brother to film this. What do you say to your brother? How do you explain to him that this was something that you wanted to put to film?
It didn't take much. It's Joe Crump. He lives in Indiana, and I said, hey, you've got to read my thesis. I've got a really cool topic here, you know. And he says, oh my God. So he read this thing, and he was excited. He says, let's make a documentary out of it. And I said, yeah, let's do it, because he was a graduate from Columbia Film School in Chicago, and so he had a hankering to, you know, get going on his career in that area as well. And that's, you know, we teamed up. I wrote out a mini script. The thing about documentaries is that you don't really write scripts. You sort of let the story unfold, and you do sort of detective work. So how this happened was I met somebody in Crystal City, Texas, who was the secretary in an office for the spinach parade they have every November. And apparently a few years ago they had a reunion for the internees, and they marched in that parade. So I spoke with this woman in the office. And I said, is there anybody that you know of that would be available to talk to me that you met? Or so then she introduced me to a guy named Richard Santos, who is no longer with us, who was very active in bringing these internees together to have a reunion, the Germans, Italians, and the Japanese. And so then one email led to another email, and it was just a fascinating process for me to meet these people through this way, you know. And then...
Christina?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We just got a little cut off there. I'm sorry. What was the last thing you had said?
I'm rambling, aren't I? I'm so into this topic. It's so funny. It was just a fascinating process to be able to, you know, just travel around and meet these people through the email, sort of an email chain. Mm-hmm. One email led to another, and that's really how I met the internees.
Wow. And, I know how it's like to work with family. And what was it like working with your brother? I mean, was it, you know, because I know sometimes – you know, there's a lot of, especially when it comes to film work, but I guess documentaries are different. Were there any creative differences? Were there any differences on how you wanted it to be filmed? How was it working with your brother to try to get this filmed and off the ground?
Oh, sure, yeah. We had creative differences, but not in a bad way. It was actually more thought-provoking, and we were able to agree with things and, you know, kind of get it on film the way we both sort of agreed together. So it came around. We worked very well together, and it was a lot of fun, too, actually, a lot of fun. We're going to do more.
Wow. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to a special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, and on today's show, my special guest is Miss Christina Wagner. You guys all know her from being on the soap opera General Hospital, where she plays the character of Felicia Jones. And Christina is on the show today because she's talking about a documentary that she and her brother had filmed, a subject that is very passionate to Ms. Wagner about children of internment, which you currently, people can watch through. Where can people watch this documentary?
Well, we have a screening that's going to be in January at the end of the month. However, we still have to screen privately because we've submitted it to the film festival circuit. And when you do a film festival circuit like that, you're not allowed to have had any public screenings. So it may be a few more months until we can actually give you a time for a public screening. But at this point, we'll have a private screening with friends and the cast members in January. But you can go to our website, which is childrenofinternment.com, and we will update you and let you know when there'll be some public screenings available in your area.
Now, do you still remain in contact with the internees that you had interviewed for the documentary? Are you still in constant contact with them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a thing that doesn't go away. I mean, in fact, I'm just writing an email up now to invite them to the screening, so I'm really looking forward to hanging out again. So, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. You know, some of the stories, I know I was looking at some of the biographies of some of the internees, and the one that really got to me was I think Heidi Gerdonald, I think that's, hope I'm pronouncing her name right. She was 2.5 years old when her, it happened to her family. I can imagine the emotional scars and what she was going through, even though she was young. I mean, how much did she remember from that? I mean, I can imagine the emotional scarring it left on her and the impact it did on her family.
Well, her father had lived in Costa Rica. So he was a resident of Costa Rica, a German man living in Costa Rica, and her mother was an American citizen. And they had been living in Costa Rica. So one thing I did not mention to you is about the Latin American program, which is the Special War Problems Division of the government, because our government had permission from Latin America countries to go down to Latin America and arrest and bring people back up, Germans, Japanese, and Peruvian Japanese, and intern them. They took them mostly to Crystal City, Texas. A lot of these people were exchanged for prisoners of war who were overseas that were Americans. So they brought them up to exchange them and bring our people back. And another strange thing is that when they brought the people up from Latin America, they took away their citizenship proof and then charged them with illegal entry in the country so they could deport them. So one of the motivating factors for the Latin America, to have these people come down and the government take them away was the Japanese and German merchant competition at that time during World War II. So there's just a lot of dirty, ugly stuff that the government pulled during that time. And Heidi, you said she was 2 years old. She was with her mom and her sister and her dad and her uncle. And, they were separated on this ship that they came up from Costa Rica. And they were sick. It was unsanitary conditions. The boats were full. I mean, it was just a gut-wrenching experience in more ways than one. And then they ended up training them over to Texas. And the actual camp at Crystal City was not, you couldn't even compare it with a concentration camp. I mean, it wasn't anything like that. I mean, they took good care of the people that were in those camps. They ate well, but they were still confined. And, when you're confined, you can't go past the fence. So And then, a lot, like I said, a lot of people were deported or repatriated. So it's just a sad story.
Wow. Right now we have here 20 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a special edition of That's Entertainment, where my special guest is General Hospital actress Christina Wagner. She's on the show today because she and her brother, Joe Crump, did a documentary project about children of internment. And Christina, I just wanted to let the listeners know, where can people, if there are people or listeners out here that can relate to this story or know somebody, a family member or a friend who family member went through this, is there a way that they can contact you so that their story could be told or that it can be added to maybe another part two of this documentary? Where can they contact you again?
Absolutely, yeah. So the website for the film, which also has a blog, you can go into childrenofinternment.com, mm-hmm. and you'll see the whole history. You'll see all those biographies. You'll be able to make comments, and there's also a Facebook page connected to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, please let us know if you know anything else. The story unfolds and unfolds. There's more, and a lot of people have been very ashamed of this and haven't wanted to talk about it, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's how we grow, and that's how we get better and how we heal is when we talk about things.
Right. And they can also, load, pictures or videos to go with their story. They can load it on that same website as well, correct?
Yeah, they sure can, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you know what? I thought it was very interesting because, you know, when we talk about the history of this country, you know, there are a lot of things that the United States can be proud of, and there's a lot of things that the history of this country that we have a lot to be ashamed of. And this is just one added to the books because, you know, through the slavery, with slavery in this country, with the Civil War in this country, and now with these children of internment, it just, you know, where there is the end, what other secrets there are out there that we don't know of or we was never taught in school or in the history books, it just makes me wonder what is left out there. And it takes people like you, celebrities, and just ordinary people to bring these stories to life and breathe and put life in them so that you can educate us. And we're forever grateful for you for doing this along with your brother. So we'd like to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think another question is, does the history repeat itself? And how do we not let that happen again? Because, you know, fear can always overtake us and can always overtake our country. It's like, how do we make measures to overcome those things and to handle things properly and to give people a fair trial when something comes up rather than just rope them in because we're afraid of their ethnic group because of what they've done or what we think they've done. So I think change can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's possible.
Yes, it can. Well, you know, Christina, I know there are listeners out here, there are fans of yours that are listening to the show, that we all know you from being on General Hospital, and, you know, I haven't watched General Hospital for a while. What's happening now on the show? What can we expect from your character? What's happening on the show now?
Well, you know, I'm Maxie's mother now.
Wow.
So the stories are, Maxie is, you know, she was a surrogate mother, but it turned out the baby was really hers.
Mm.
So I think today we pick up with her being on trial because the people that were the surrogate, parents, they are pressing charges against her. So I think that's what's airing today. So.
Wow.
Should be exciting. The story's actually very juicy. The show's gotten really good. We've got a fantastic producer, Frank Valentini, who's been there for a couple of years now, and he's really established the show and brought back the history of the show, you know, sort of in honor of the 50th anniversary that we had last April, May.
Mm-hmm.
And So, yeah, it's an exciting time to be watching again, you know, so tune in again.
Yeah, I have to. I also wanted to ask, with your character, Felicia, I know that earlier in the year you had to come to the decision because your ex, Frisco, played by your ex-husband, real life Jack Wagner, you had to make a choice between him and your current man, I think it was Max?
Max Scorpio, yeah.
Yes, and you chose Max. And I was surprised. And are they still together? Are they still together, your characters?
Yeah, they're the happy couple on the show, you know. I think they're the solid married couple on the show at this point. But, you know, it's soap opera. Anything can happen. You just never know what's around the corner.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know, I guess things with Frisco, you know, he was gone for such a long time, and so they established that relationship with Mac and Felicia, you know, for many years after the Frisco and Felicia storyline. So so we got married this year, so not in real life, you know. I've been married on the show 7 times, I think. I think I have 7 weddings behind me. Felicia's been married 7 times.
Wow.
How about that?
I didn't even know. Wow.
Now that's soap opera.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And and that's the thing about General Hospital. You know, General Hospital is one of the few soap opera that are still left on a major network because, you know, all my children have left and they would just go on one by one. And so are they the only one left on a major network?
No. There's others on other channels.
Okay.
I think that the medium is a little teetering. There's a lot of competition, you know, with DirecTV and all these different channels that you can choose. There's so much competition now that the viewership has diminished so much. So you've got to work harder, you know, and stay on your game and, you know, go with the times and change. And so it's really important. So hopefully General Hospital will have many more years after this 50, you know, to come.
Exactly. And, who could forget the Quartermains and, you know, the
right.
and all the nurses. Because you guys, along with the 50th anniversary, I think one of the segments was about the nurses' ball where all the nurses came together.
It's a big AIDS benefit that they do or they had done for many years and then stopped it. So then for the anniversary, they did another episode of a nurse's ball. And it allowed, you know, it was an opportunity for a lot of the I call myself a historical character, to come back to the show and, you know, like sort of woven into the story of what was already there. So, and I think through this last summer, they've actually expanded upon some of those stories and have, you know, filled them up a little bit more. So more of the historical characters have come back and are actively working now, you know, every day. So that's a great story in itself.
Absolutely. Well, Christina, I want to thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come talk with us today and to talk about this very interesting and sad documentary about children of internment. And we also wanted to know, are you on social media? Can your fans follow you on Twitter? Do you have your own personal website that fans can follow you as well?
The best way to do it is through the Children of Internment, because at this point I don't have.
Okay.
Apparently there's a lot of other Christina Wagners out there, so I couldn't find an identity.
Right.
I hopped on board too late, I think. So Children of Internment is probably the best way to reach me, and I really would love to hear from you. I mean, even if it's for the General Hospital stuff, I'd love to hear from you.
Oh, great. Well, absolutely. And thank you again, Christina, for taking the time out. And we will definitely be watching General Hospital, and we'll definitely be looking forward for when this documentary will be coming out.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. You have a great day.
Yeah, you have a good day, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was actress Christina Wagner from General Hospital. Make sure you catch her every day on General Hospital on ABC, 2 p.m. Eastern. And also, look out for this documentary. It's very important. I think everybody should take a look at this. It's called Children of Internment. You can also see a part of the trailer of this documentary by just going to www.childrenofinternment.com. Again, that's www.childrenofinternment. That's INTERNMENT.com. Make sure you check it out. And right now we are at the 1:30 mark here on the East Coast. I'll be back. I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with some entertainment news for the week. So stay tuned.
So my uncle calls, and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit strokesnojoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Brian McKnight for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and you see someone who's had too much to drink, about to get behind the wheel, get those keys. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
There's no place like home.
Getting home safely is just a click away. Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat for more information. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Brian McKnight for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and you see someone who's had too much to drink, about to get behind the wheel, get those keys. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Right now we have here 1:32 p.m. on the East Coast. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to a special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. We just spoke with the lovely and talented Miss Christina Wagner. For those who don't know who she is, you should be ashamed of yourselves. She is known for her role as Miss Felicia Jones on the ABC popular soap opera General Hospital, which you can catch every day, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Christina was nice enough to come on the show to talk about a subject that was very that she was very passionate about. It started out as a thesis, and she had teamed up with her brother, who happened to have a background in filming, to talk about these people of Italian and German and Japanese descent and even Latin descent, about people who were living in this country or just normal American citizens who were taken away from their families and put in the camps because they felt that they were a threat to American security. It's called Children of Internment. Right now, the documentary is not out yet, but she said you can't take a look at the trailer. Just go to www.childrenofinternment.com. And if you have a story where you can relate to this, or you know anybody that is who had a family member or a relative that had this happen to them in their past or in their family history, make sure you can contact Felicia. You can also go to that website, put in your information, and you just might be part of another part two of this very touchy subject, a topic that I never knew about, and I'm pretty sure the average American never knew. It was never taught to us, you know, in American history or European history. You know, we was always taught about the concentration camps with the Germans and Jews, and this was another thing that the American government decided to push under the rug or brush under the rug that no one had a clue about. So make sure you check it out. It's called Children of Internment. You can check out the trailer, read the bio. As a matter of fact, you can read some of the biography of some of these internees, again, by going to www.childrenofinternment.com. Right now we have here 25 minutes left remaining in the hour. And in this week in entertainment news, lots to talk about this week. Apparently we have here Justin Timberlake. He's getting ready to perform at this year's American Music Awards. The singer will take to the stage at the event for the first time as a solo artist on Sunday, November 24th. The annual ceremony will be broadcast live from the Nakia Theater in Los Angeles on ABC at 8 p.m. Eastern. Miley Cyrus, Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Lady Gaga, Kesha, Imagine Dragon, Kendrick Lamar, Macklemore, and Ryan Lewis, and One Direction will also perform at this year's event. It will be hosted by Pitbull, who will also perform live, while additional acts will be announced in the coming weeks. The American Music Awards will be voted by fans, with winners determined via online polls. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis lead the nomination at the 2013 AMAs with 6 nods, while Timberlake and Taylor Swift have 5 each. The coveted Artist of the Year category pits Macklemore and Lewis against Timberlake, Swift, Rihanna, and Bruno Mars. Zac Efron has broken his jaw after slipping by the entrance of his home in Los Angeles on Sunday. The actor fell in a puddle of water that he did not see. Efron also required stitches to a gash to his face. The 25-year-old sought treatment for alleged cocaine and alcohol abuse twice earlier this year, but is now in recovery. Meanwhile, his new comedy, That Awkward Moment, is set for release in January. According to reports, plans to promote the movie have been put on hold. The comedy also starred Michael B. Jordan and Miles Teller. The trio plays 3 New York bachelors who vow to enjoy their single life. And NBC Murder, She Wrote reboot may get a new title. Angela Lansbury, star of the original detective drama, recently spoke out against the remake, branding it a mistake to call the new series Murder, She Wrote. However, Deadline is now reporting that the reworkings, which will star Oscar winner Octavia Spencer, may not retain the original show title. Further, Spencer's character will not be named Jessica Fletcher after Lansbury in the original, out of respect to the 88-year-old actress. Lansbury previously spoke of her admiration for Spencer, who won an Academy Award for her role in 2011 film The Help. So, yeah, Angela Lansbury of even though she enjoys Octavia Spencer, she enjoyed her work, but she felt that it should be called something different, and that, you know, because I guess, you know, through the history of the show. But, you know, I don't know. I didn't see nothing wrong with them keeping the title as it was. I mean, there's been so many remakes of several television shows and movies, and they never changed the title. So why is this such, you know, why is this any different? But it will not be called Murder, She Wrote, and Octavia will not be, her character name will be different. Mark Wahlberg is getting ready to star in a new reality TV show called The Wahlbergers. The series will follow Mark and his brother Donnie and Paul as the trio embark on opening a new hamburger restaurant called Wahlbergers together in Boston. It's produced by A&E Network, and the show will premiere on January 22nd next year. The show will shadow the sibling as they experience the realities of running a restaurant, including an impending expansion. The brothers mother, Alma Wahlberg, will also star in the show and apparently isn't afraid to step in and speak her mind. And when she does, everyone listens. Mark Wahlberg is also getting ready to produce Julius Caesar movie, The Roman, while a movie of the HBO Entourage, which Wahlberg formerly executive produced, has been given the green light. And Richard Dreyfuss has explained his decision to talk openly about his diagnosis with a bipolar disorder. The Oscar-winner actor who first spoke about the diagnosis in 2006 documentary The Secret Life of the Manic Depressive told People that he wanted to encourage discussions about mental health. Dreyfuss opened up about his anxiety and suggested that his depression began to affect his work, explaining that following his divorce in 1995, he realized he needed help. He added that he would never have committed suicide because he didn't want to cause his children any pain, before going on to say that seeking treatment has allowed him to feel like himself again. And Stevie Nicks has apparently signed up to guest star in American Horror Story, Coven. The show creator, Ryan Murphy, suggested on Twitter today that Nicks will appear in the upcoming episode of the FX drama. Murphy has not yet revealed any further details of Nicks' role on the show, which features special guest stars such as Gabourey Sidibe and Patti LuPone. American Horror Story was recently renewed for a fourth season, with reports that Kathy Bates and Angela Bassett could return for the new episode. American Horror Story Coven airs on Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on FX. Right now, we have here 20 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and take a music break, and we'll come back. We're going to come back with the last remaining stories of the day, so stay tuned.
Get all my head and into the bed, girl. Are you done now? Plotting out the fantasy. Hey, baby girl, and it's you are the key, yo. Because I then fuck you looking at me, I got me to say you want me. When you gonna give it up to me? Because your body enticing me, making me want it. When you gonna give it up to me? When you put it today, girl, then I must see tomorrow. When you fulfill my fantasy. Because you know what, if you love me straight like an arrow. When you gonna give it up to me? So fuck it up there. So fuck it up, yeah. Cause I wanna be the man that's really gonna up it up. I'ma kick up, I rock it up, yeah. So what is up, yeah, you know you got the vibe. And me as I develop and I swell up and double up, yeah. So give me the work, yeah, I rope in. Too fit for dirty looks and corrupt, yeah. So rip it up, yeah, girl, watch how you look. Yeah, cause when you see it up, you know me, I'll be messing up, yeah. Fuck you looking at me, I got me to say you want me. When you gonna give it up to me? Because your body enticing me, making me want it. When you gonna give it up to me? When you finish today, girl, then I must see tomorrow. When you fulfill my fantasy. Because you know what, if you love me straight like an arrow. When you gonna give it up to me? Everything, girl, so me love to see you walk. Can I have black English for the season when me are tired? It's a one up for me, y'all. Woman, you got me caught. You ever in a me thoughts, so now let me in the dark, in the first place, girl, that's where you belong. So just let me flip this into one, I can turn it on. And give me the passion from dusk till dawn. Tell me if you want it, big one, my girl. The enticing me, making me want it. When you gonna give it up to me? Well, if I'm not today, girl, then I must see tomorrow. When you fulfill my fantasy. Because you know what, you love me straight like an arrow. When you gonna give it up to me? Wanna be next, so don't have no fear. Let me see you bring your body right over here. Because you should share it, girl, I care it. And I'm gonna give you love so clear. It's gonna make you shine and watch you by mine. We'll be rocking it until the end of time. But you looking at me, I got me to say you want me. When you gonna give it up to me? Because your body enticing and you're making me want it. When you gonna give it up to me? When you're gonna today, girl, then I'm gonna see tomorrow.
mirror. When you pull real my way to see, cause you know I give you love and shade like a arrow. When you gonna give it up to me? When you looking at me, I got me to say you want me. When you gonna give it up to me? Because your body enticing me, making me want it. When you gonna give it up to me? Cause you know I give you love and chain like a arrow. When you're gonna give it up to me? Sean Paul, Keisha Cole, and Don Carleone. Our next chapter. Yeah, man, for all my girls, you know. Keep it, keep it, keep it, keep it sexy.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to a special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every Wednesday between 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern, I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. If you missed the show earlier today, I had a special guest. I had actress Christina Wagner. For all you soap opera heads, you know her as the lovely Felicia Jones in the long-running soap opera. General Hospital has been on ABC for 50 years now. They just celebrated their 50th anniversary, so make sure you catch her every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern on ABC. And also, Christina stopped by to talk about a topic that was that she was passionate about. It started out as a thesis. While she was filming General Hospital, she took a break. She went back to school, and she wrote a thesis about children who, during World War II, were sent to the camps, or I should say people of German and Italian and Latin descent, as well as Japanese, that were taken away from their families and put in these camps because the government felt that they were a threat to the country. And she also said that this is something that could happen again. We had experienced somewhat something not to the event or where they were held in camps, but the whole Guantanamo Bay situation after 9/11 with the Muslim American community here in New York, where after that happened, a lot of Muslims were being racially profiled because of the incident. So this was something that she felt had to be told. She joined with her brother, Joe, to film this documentary. The documentary is not out yet, but you can catch a glimpse of the trailer on her website at www.childrenofinternment.com, and that way you get to get a history lesson of what went on and why this was kept a secret, rather, and also to read the biography of some of the people or some of these internees that were affected by that. So definitely, if you missed the show, definitely go back and check the archives. And also, you can also listen to the show through iTunes. Also, make sure, if you like the show and you want to know more about the show, make sure you follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain 1. That's THATS Entertain and the number 1. And also, we're on Facebook. Like our page. Tell a friend about the show. Tell a friend about the Facebook page. Just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio and like our page. Also, again, this is That's Entertainment, third year here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'd like to thank everybody who tune in and listen to the show. And I'd like to also thank all my loyal listeners who've been there from day one to listen to the show. I appreciate you. Thank you. And I'm here to to continue to bring you the latest of what's going on in the world of entertainment. So definitely like us on Facebook. Again, that's www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. And also follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain One. You can also follow me. I go by the name of Stiletto14, Stiletto like the shoe, S-T-I-L-E-T-T-O, and the number 14. Right now we have 11 minutes left remaining in the show. And for the last remaining stories of the day, Lady Gaga is in the news. Apparently she was on a radio show recently talking about how people are a little bothered by her because they're kind of making her a comparison between her and Madonna. Lady Gaga has claimed that she isn't bothered if Madonna does not like her. For some reason, Madonna don't like her. The singer, who just released her new album, Art Pop, this week, spoke openly about the duo's rivalry on Howard Stern's radio show, adding that she doesn't want Madonna's effing throne. Asked why Madonna seemed to have an issue with her, Gaga told Howard Stern that, quote, "I think she's more aggravated than I'm not." She said, "I think she's more aggravated than that I'm not upset that she doesn't like me because I don't care that she doesn't like me. No, I don't care. It's such nonsense," unquote. The applause star went on to say that she isn't interested in taking Madonna's place because she doesn't believe in a hierarchy. And Madonna performed a mashup of her song Express Yourself with Gaga's 2011 hit Born This Way during her MDNA World Tour. Gaga said in response that she was kind of floored, adding that she wasn't quite sure what Madonna's intentions was to do that in the show, but apparently she really don't care. So, you know, like I said, Lady Gaga is not interested in taking Madonna's throne. Madonna is Madonna, and Lady Gaga is Lady Gaga. So, you know, she also said that these bloggers who feed into this, she gave an example like Perez Hilton, where, you know, she was saying for the longest that Perez Hilton keep writing stories. At one time she said that he was stalking her. Apparently Perez had bought an apartment here in New York, and here's the kicker: he bought an apartment in the same building as Lady Gaga. So of course she was up in arm, and actually she was frightened because she thought that he was stalking her. Apparently he claimed he didn't know she lived in the building. Come on, Perez, really? You know you have mad sources out there. That you know you knew she lived in that building. The only reason why you moved in there because you wanted to get the scoop. You wanted to know about her whereabouts. Come on. Stop playing. You know she lived there. He claimed he played dumb to the fact. So anyway, speaking of Howard Stern, he had just announced a big event to mark his 60th birthday next January with SiriusXM, holding it like a special live broadcast here in New York City. Stern, who's a longtime friend of Jimmy Kimmel, is going to host a party, which is so far keeping the details about the party under wraps. The venue has VIP guests and performers, and they're yet to be revealed. Howard Stern's birthday bash will take place on January 31st, 2014, and they will broadcast live on SiriusXM. Robin Quivers, who we know just recently overcome a surgery from a tumor that she had, and Stern, who happens to be Howard Stern's co-host, you know, she was battling this cancer, and I was telling you a couple of months ago, it was so bad that Howard Stern already had her buried in 6 feet under. He was saying it was so bad that he thought that she wasn't going to make it. But thank God Robin is well, and that she's the cancer has not came back, and she's looking good and feeling good. So good to hear that about that. And Broadway play, if you're in the New York City area, make sure you go and check out this play called The Trip to Bountiful. It's, I don't know if it's still, it's on its last few weeks of running on Broadway, but the play itself is going to be adapted for television. The Tony Award-nominated show will be made into a TV movie for the Lifetime Network. The film, which is currently due to air in 2014, will star original play cast members as Cecily Tyson, Vanessa Williams, while Blair Underwood and Kiki Palmer will join the cast. The play tells an inspiring story of one woman quest to reconnect with her past in order to ensure her family future as Carrie Watts, played by Cecily Tyson, dreams of freedom from the house she lived in with her son, Ludie, who was played by Blair Underwood, and her snooty daughter-in-law, Jessie May, played by Vanessa Williams. So, yeah, make sure you take look out for that that show. It's going to be on the Lifetime Network, and it will star the original cast members from the play and some new cast, with the new cast members as Blair Underwood and Kiki Palmer will be joining the cast. And right now we have here 5 minutes left remaining in the show. I'd like to thank everybody that tuned in today. I'd like to thank Christina Wagner, my special guest, for taking the time out for busy and hectic schedule to talk to us today. You can catch Christina every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the ABC network in General Hospital. You know she plays Felicia Jones on that soap opera. And also make sure you check out Children of Internment, which is our documentary, which she and her brother teamed up to talk about these internees who were kept in camps during World War II. Some of them were American citizens, some of them who had just came in the country that were taken into the camps because of their ancestry. But it's a very interesting topic, one that I never knew about and that was never taught in school or we never learned read in our history books. So make sure you check that out. And if you know anybody or any people who had family members or family histories of people who went through this, make sure you go to www.childrenofinterment.com and get in contact with Christina, so that way your story can be heard, and you never know, it might be put into the documentary. So definitely look that up. Right now we have here 4 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm cutting this show early today, but usually usually the show ends at 2, but I'm going to cut the story, the show early today. But I'd like to thank everyone who tune in and listen to the show. And again, if you want to know more about That's Entertainment, you want to know where you can get to, keep in contact. And if you want to want to know when I go on the air live, and you want to know when the show come on, make sure you click on the follow up button on top of the show page. That way, it will give you a reminder when the show is on live. And also, again, follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain One. That's THATS Entertain and the number one. And also like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ That's Entertainment.radio. Well, tune in next week when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Have a great week, stay safe, and I'll see you next time. Take care.